Hi, this is Dave Johnson. Everyone wants to be healthy, and although there are certain genetic predispositions regarding whether we're going to be healthy or not, I believe that destiny is not a matter of chance, it's a matter of choice. To be healthy, it's the individual lifestyle decisions that we make each day. Now, also when we talk about health, especially as an industry, most of those trillions of dollars spent in America go to drugs and surgery, which can be the right choice in many instances. However, within this industry, the fastest growing segment is what is referred to as complementary and alternative medicine, which is a category that I've been working with for about 25 years with various companies. And currently, I would like to share with you a company that I'm helping set up their operations here in America. They were founded in Japan in 1975. The company is Nikken, N-I-K-K-E-N. They're involved in the research and development of breakthrough technologies that I believe will reinvent the way we even think about health. This is so big, I believe Nikken will eventually become the Toyota of the health industry, if you will. I recognize that individual testimonies don't necessarily equate to scientific proof as far as effectiveness. However, I really believe it's valid and good information for people to have when they're evaluating whether they want to consider using something. And these accounts appearing here are, of course, for educational purposes.
This story, a lot of people in the Austin area have heard it before, but I know there's a lot of people here that haven't. And there was something that happened this morning to add on to the story that just really hit me. My niece is, her name's Leslie. Oh, by the way, I'm Jimmy Kennedy. I live in Georgetown. I'm Silver. My niece named... My niece Leslie, when she was... She's nine now. When she was 4 years old, she started having fits of rage to the point where she would try to hurt herself, try to hurt other people, bang her head against the wall, and it would, anything would set it off. She could look down, see that her shoe was untied, and she would look back up, her eyes would be dilated, and she would just, ugh, and that was it, it was on. And this would happen 4 or 5 times a day. They would last anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half. And these are fits of rage where she had to be physically restrained. Without getting into a lot of details, she ended up being put into Shoal Creek Hospital, which is a mental hospital here in Austin, at 4 years old. She doesn't know why she's there. She's able to see mom and dad for 2 hours a day. Okay? She starts kindergarten. Well, the fits of rage are still there. They diagnosed her at Shoal Creek as having ADHD, bipolar, rage disorder. They said she was really too young to pin a specific diagnosis on. And so they put her on, as Rick calls it, brain candy. And it was a form of Ritalin. And what happened is she still had the fits continuously. But between the fits, she was a zombie. She just stared into space. So we said, well, if we're going to have to deal with the fits anyway, we'd rather have Leslie be Leslie instead of a zombie. So they took her off the candy. She started kindergarten. She had to be physically restrained, as I said, every single day. And every day, she would be picked up from either the principal's office or the nurse's office. They would have her wrapped in a sheet. My wife had no more time to take off. Neither of her parents had any more time to take off. Neither of her grandparents had any more time to take off with her. So they pulled her out of school. My wife homeschooled her all through kindergarten. Okay? Then Nikken came around. She started sleeping on a sleep system, and she started getting into this deep, deep sleep, and started doing things to her. And this was in September, and then 2 months later, instead of 4 or 5 of these fits a day, she was down to 1 or 2, and they were lasting about 15 minutes. And as of January 2001, there have been no fits. Okay? She's gone through Pop Warner cheerleading. In fact, this weekend, she's in San Antonio competing. Last year, they made nationals. She got her report card this morning. On top of being straight A's, there were comments from the teachers. Leslie is a pleasure to teach. Leslie is, she's a wonderful student, and we're happy that she's in our class. Guys, you have no clue what you have your hands on. No clue. It saved her life. Totally changed her life and saved a marriage. Thank you.
Wow, we're pretty lucky to, very lucky to be in this company. It's so neat to hear everybody's stories, as short as possible. At the age of, my name is Carrie Roundy, and I'm from Katy, Texas, and right outside of Houston. And at the age of 9, I was diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And by the age of 15, I was confined to a wheelchair, and I was told I would never walk again. When I reached the age of 18, I started being able to do a little bit of walking, mostly around the house. I couldn't stand very long. Normally, a line like this, standing this long, I'd be like, oh, I've got to sit down. Where's the chair? And I probably would have just left and sat down. Now it's kind of fun. I'm like, I can do this. This feels great. at the age of 23, I was told that I have the bone density of an 80-year-old. In fact, my L4, which is right above your hips, was -4.80. If you know what that means, -5 is as low as you can go and be on the chart. So I was 0.2 away from the lowest you could go. I had lost height. I had fragility fractures in my feet because of it. Just walking one time, I broke 2 bones in my foot, and another time, just trying on a wedding shoe. I was blessed to find a wonderful husband who married me and has taken really good care of me, and he did all the cooking, all the cleaning, all the laundry, all the grocery shopping, tried to run a traditional business from our home, and supported me through 2 pregnancies and having 2 sons, 2 beautiful sons. And then my mom found Nikan, and I was one of those people that did not want to hear it. For 2 years, I said, I really don't want you to talk to me about this. I'm really not interested. And she didn't give up. And I'll be eternally grateful. Basically, I finally had a situation. I had hives that wouldn't go away, and within 3 days, she was able to get rid of them with the technologies in the nutshell. And then I heard a tape that talked about the joint, so I started taking it. And it was a stretch. We were $100,000 in credit card debt at the time. It's not very easy for a man to take care of a family and 2 kids and everything and make money, too. But I heard the tape, and I walked into the kitchen, and he was doing dishes, which he does a lot of, and I looked at him, and I said, I need this chance. I need to take the joint. I said, I need the chance to be the kind of wife and mother I've always wanted to be. And he looked at me, and he goes, with what money? And I looked at him, and I said, we're going to close our eyes and put it on our credit card, so we're not going to think about it. And we're not that kind of people. We're like the most frugal people, always lights out when we left, you know, scrimp by with only, we call them staples, you know, bread, milk, those bare necessities. And I said, I need 60 days. I said, these people, over 95% were benefited in 68 days. I said, you give me 60 days, and if it doesn't work, I will never ask for another thing. So I said, okay. And I took 18 a day, 6 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon, 6 at night. And after 55 days, I was running for the first time in over 20 years.
Wow.
That was May 3rd, I'll never forget the date, May 3rd of last year. By August, I could jump, and by September, I could get up and down off the floor by myself in the middle of a room without anybody's assistance or a chair or table or anything. I know it may sound silly to some of you who it's easy for, but that was a big achievement. But the greatest news I've had that some of you have heard, some of you haven't, I just had a new bone density scan done the last Friday in September. And I don't have osteoporosis anymore. Now, technically, I have osteopenia, but my numbers all improved by 34% and up to 58.2%. My L4 is now -2.2, and people say that I look taller and that I stand straighter and that I walk straighter, but another thing that happened to me just recently, which has set me back a smidge but was still really amazing, is I just fell the other day, just a couple days ago, and the last time I fell before that, I went in the emergency room. And this time I fell and I was alone. My husband was in New Braunfels doing computer consulting, and my 2-year-old was in his crib, and my 4-year-old was at preschool. Not only did I not cry, which is the first time that's ever happened, for a fall. But I was able to get back up by myself. I used a lot of the products to help because I felt like I'd been in a car accident, but I still made it here, and I'm still here today.
This lady has guts.
Dr. Bill Lampard, I am married to a diamond distributor. I'm involved because life was, you know, as a doctor, was increasingly unrewarding and more stressful. But I'm here also to tell you that it took me 2.5 years to get a wonderful product experience. So, on the one hand, persevere. On the other hand, many of us are involved in NECAN because we've seen other folks be helped. Okay? And it took me 2.5 years to get a real accident and then to have the wonderful response. But let me share just briefly about Marcella today. Marcella was a lovely young, about 13-year-old, that we met down in Bolivia. NECAN does many things for you. And when I was, we ended up in Bolivia in 1999 because my wife, we were stuck at platinum, and I couldn't do it without my wife. She is the brain, she's the vision, she's the guide. And so I begged with her, I pleaded with her, I nuzzled her neck. and nothing worked until we finally found what would motivate her to help us to go diamond. She was very happy at platinum. And what it was another child. Now between us we have 6, so I had done something about that. I was not going to have any more children. So we were down in Bolivia adopting a handicapped little 7-year-old, okay? And it was wonderful. The culmination, matter of fact, we were down there 2 weeks and they got a phone call saying, you are now diamond. We went diamond while we were there. But while we were there, we met Marcella, 13 years old, sweet, sweet girl. Everyone else in that orphanage, all the girls and the boys, are put out on the street at age 11. Okay? The boys with a little shoeshine kit, the girls with nothing. But the clothes on their back and the smile on their faces. Just tragic. This girl was 13, and they kept her because she was so sweet. But she was the sweet little girl in an imprisoned body, right? She had one leg inches shorter than the other. She had a back that looked like a racetrack because she'd had a tumor in her brain, uncontrolled for all the years, that was creating growth hormone. So she had grown, her back had grown all irregularly, and the legs. So she was brought up a couple of years later for a mercy surgery to the top hospital in Utah for children, a primary children's hospital. And so she was there, and she came up for the best of care, and then she was going to be adopted here by parents in Utah. Well, we became aware of this, and a month, about 5 weeks after the surgery, I happened to be talking to the adoption coordinator, and I said, oh, how's Marcella done? And there was a silence. And I could hear the break in her voice, and she said, she's still in intensive care. I said, what happened? Wasn't it just a bone surgery, an orthopedic surgery to break some of the bones in her back, to put iron, steel bars there, and then also to break one of the legs and try to lengthen. And she said, yes, but there was a mistake. And the 3-hour surgery turned into a 14-hour surgery because all the blood vessels that had 13 years of growth hormone, they'd multiplied and they'd grown so much that the doctors had a terrible time. Came out of surgery. After the 14 hours, just exhausted, but so grateful they were out. However, to realize that circulation had been lost from the waist down, kidneys were completely in failure, and she was paralyzed from the waist down. She'd walked into the hospital. I said, my goodness. Well, we work with natural products. With products that add energy that can help oftentimes with warmth and flow and with other issues. Can I speak with the mother who's going to adopt and also with the doctors? If they would be willing, my wife and I would be grateful to send products, happy to. So the mother was absolutely delighted to think that there might be any hope any hope for help. The doctors said, you know, anything natural you want to do, do it. We feel terrible. So, this is how one of the many ways in which you can help with NECAN. You can, you know, it's hard to give away lots of products at the beginning, but we just, we called NECAN, ordered a mattress pad for her to sleep on, two Maxes, one for over each kidney, a pair of shoe inserts for each shoe, and that's what I can think of just for the moment, and boom, had them overnighted. They were there the next day. They put them on Marcella. So now, in intensive care unit, no movement from the waist down, urine output. Here was the girl, tremendously bloated, you know, just fluid everywhere, because the kidneys weren't excreting it, on dialysis, blood dialysis, every 2 days, okay? So they put her on the product, and, well, in a complication of all that swelling, she had swollen up so much the sausage legs that they had to make 18-inch cuts up each leg, okay, to relieve that pressure, scoop out the dead tissue, all right, and allow the rest at least to live. But these had both become infected. She was on the third course of antibiotics. And the doctors were saying, I'm very sorry, Mrs. White. If we don't see some improvement here, we're going to have to amputate. Got the products on. I called the next day, you know, after a day, just to make sure that they were using the products and that all was well. Urine output had been 10 cc's an hour. Tremendously bloated, I mean, you know, but just 2 teaspoons an hour. All right? Any guesses as to what the urine output was 24 hours later? 670 cc's an hour. Floodgates opened. She was off dialysis the following day, out of intensive care unit the day after that. So... so that, yeah, that was wonderful. Then we had the legs. Well, fortunately, and God is on our side, as so simply was shared today, she had splints on her feet, so they didn't put the shoe inserts over her feet. They didn't think they'd work through the splints. They put them over these big infected incisions on her legs, on the bandages, the smile. 1 week later, the legs were pure and clean, all infection gone, only needing skin grafting. You know, because they were widely split open. So that was done. At the 3 week point, they moved her out of the hospital, over to the rehab hospital. At the 3 week point, she started to move her toes. And at that point, they canceled plans for the surgery to graft because the skin had come closer, and was closing. She never did need grafting surgery. At the three-month point, Marcella, with crutches and with a couple splints on the knees and the ankles, walked out of hospital on her way home.
Thank you.
I'm Bob Yackley from Oneida, South Dakota. And we too are ranchers in South Dakota, and I want to share a story about not my own personal story, but someone in our downline, a young family that signed up in NECAN with us in their first level. They are now platinums on their way to diamond, maybe this month, I don't know, but a few years ago, about 4 years ago, there was a silo accident on their ranch. On their farm, and they were at the top of a silo. This young man was at the top of the silo, and he was 75 feet up, and they were filling it with shelled corn. And those of you that know anything about the country, if you drive down the road, you look at the next silo you see, and on the outside of the silo, there's usually a round tube on the outside of the silo. That's the crawl-up space. And this young man was up inside of that crawl-up space. And he had leveled off the corn at the top of the bin and asked his hired man, 75 feet below, go ahead and let's fill it back up some more. And he hit the electrical switch, and due to the dust in the silo, there was a tremendous silo explosion, and it blowed the top of the silo clear off, and there was a ball of fire that came down and grabbed onto Kevin and exploded him basically out of that silo, but kept him inside of that that tin machine around the outside of the silo, and he fell 75 feet and literally melted his gloves to his hands and burned him from the top of his head clear to his feet, and they rushed him to the hospital some 60 miles away. And when they got there, the doctor told Carrie Hoff, is who her husband is, told Carrie that Kevin will continue to burn for 72 hours, and it's not going to be a pretty sight because his head will swell like a Mylar balloon, and he will be in the hospital for 6.5 weeks, and there'll be skin grafting. I mean, she was getting ready for all of these things that normally happen in a bad burn victim. Carrie had been at a meeting somewhat like this, heard testimonials, something like this, happened to be a Dennis Williams dinner at the National Convention that she heard this about putting far infrared on burns. And as you well know, that product will regulate body temperature somewhat. So she took a knee wrap, cut it in two, cut the nose, place for the nose and two eyes after they cleaned him all up, and laid that knee wrap over his face. And Kevin to this day says you could feel the heat dissipate away from his face immediately, and the next morning there was absolutely no swelling, and within 2.5 weeks he walked out of the hospital with no skin grafts. And if you walked in the door there today, you would absolutely not know that he was a burn victim. He's got a little smoothness around his lips a little bit. He's got one or two little scab scars on his hands, and that's all. And she literally wrapped him in far infrared every minute that he was in that hospital, and just really gave that young man's life back. But one of the things that Kevin tells the story best about is that what if we had not heard about Nikan? So we've heard a lot of people today say, what have we got a hold of here, and what are we waiting on? And so what if they say, no, I'm not interested, great, but what happens if that Kevin Hoff and Carrie Hoff says, yeah, I want to take a look, great, because we've seen it firsthand as to exactly what can happen. So we have a hold of something really great here, folks. Thanks a lot.
Lane Shaw, I come from Virginia, and I want to say that I really truly did not believe I would ever do network marketing. I'm going to do this really quickly. I was an investment broker with Merrill Lynch and E.F. Hutton, got out in the crash of 87, headed up the corporate relations membership department of the National Association of Wholesale Distributors. I had had an accident and chipped a little piece of bone in my ankle. Ended up having 5 surgeries. They cut off 1/2 inch of bone, and I've got 2 3-inch pins to hold my foot to my leg. Tried a lot of different things. Lived on medication from 83 to 99. My girlfriend called me and said, Elaine, I've got something that's going to change your life. And she brought over these ridiculous insults. And I said, oh, Susie, please don't insult my intelligence. I put them in, and it worked. I have a husband who had surgery right after that, rotator cuff. We used the products on him, and he was told he'd never be able to get it, his arm up over his shoulder. Joe has complete flexibility. He's an artist that just does beautiful work on houses. I thought, okay, this stuff works. I tried it on my daughter. Now, my daughter has been has had issues since she was 3 years old. She has something that's been diagnosed as schizoaffective disorder. She hears voices. She feels stuff all over her. She's tried to commit suicide 3 times. She's lived in psychiatric wards from the time, well, when I say live, the longest she was ever out of a psychiatric ward was 3.5 months, from the time she was 13 to 28. I put Andrea on the sleep system, the insoles, the chain, and in 3 days she said, Mom, I'm here. And I said, oh, God, where are we going? I said, what do you mean, honey? She said, Mom, the walls aren't moving. The floor's not moving. I'm right here. I'm just going to say to you guys, if you don't talk to your chicken list, if you don't talk to every single person that you know, basically, how dare you not? I truly know that my daughter would not be alive today if Susie hadn't had the courage to come and tell me something that I thought was absolutely the biggest bunch of baloney I'd ever heard. And she just said, nobody's ever been harmed of a magnet. What do you have to lose? So go out there, share this message. I implore you. Thank you.
Ted Aloisio is a very in-demand lecturer on the subject of blood. Ted is author of the book Blood Never Lies, which takes a fascinating look at living blood and how it can tell us how well we're doing from a nutritional perspective.
The NECAN products, the magnets, one of the most amazing technologies you'll ever see. Those of you that aren't familiar with it, in the back of my book in the appendix, I reproduced the study called the Weintraub study. And the Weintraub study a doctor in New York who he was involved with diabetes and diabetics, and he found that his patients kept coming in saying, hey, these magnets, these things in my shoes are really helping. And of course, being a traditional medicine doctor, he wanted to disprove it, but he wanted to disprove it in a way that he could be, you know, beyond reproach. So he did the most aggressive study, double-blind crossover placebo, because he wanted to say, hey, these magnets don't work. At the end, it shocked him. And this was 43 states, something like that, a huge amount of people. And they found out they do work. They do work an enormous amount of time. And they were outperforming the sacred fruit of the pharmaceutical industry. And that was shocking to him. Now, the way I explain it is I've been wearing those things in my shoes for 7 years. And if somebody paid me $1,000 a day, I get a lot of energy, even $500 a day. This is U.S., so money's worth more, but... If somebody was to give me $500 a day to take those out of my shoes, I'd do it. I mean, I like the energy and they're great, but, you know, I'd do it for $500 a day. But if I was diabetic and somebody gave me $50,000 a day to never put them back in again, I would not take it. That's how important they are for diabetics. Because for 50 or 60 bucks, whatever they cost, they outperform hundreds of dollars worth of drugs. And they're non-toxic, non-invasive. They're absolutely amazing. That's why I reproduced it in my book, because the doctor wants to see a double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover study. There it is, in black and white. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the NECAN company has the infrared technology. Infrared technology, I think, makes magnets look like toys. It makes magnets look like toys. It is such a powerful technology. And see, none of these things heal. See, nobody heals. The body heals. Thoreau said that it's the job of the physician to keep the patient occupied while nature heals them. Now, I take that one step further. It's the responsibility of the modality to put the body into balance so it heals itself. The plaster of your cast doesn't fix the bone. The bone fixes itself. But the plaster creates an environment for healing. And that's the job. That's what live cell microscopy does. It tries to create a better environment so the body can heal itself. If you were to cut your finger, even very, very hard, with a lot of, like, very deep, right over the fingerprint, not only would it heal itself, but the fingerprint would come back exactly the same. What an amazing healing machine we have. If I had a flat tire as soon as I rolled in, do you think while I talked here this morning, the car would magically fix itself? No, I'd have to call AA, the AAA, or get out there with a jack. But if I puncture somebody's finger to do a blood test without them even having to think about it, that hole in their body heals. Little blood bleeds, it clots, and then all of a sudden it's gone. You don't even know where the hole was. And that'll happen. And that's what we try to do, is put the body back into balance. And when you can do that with non-invasive modalities, you've got miracles. We see miracles every day. I'm so impressed with the technologies and how they work.
Ruth and I were first introduced to NECAN back in 1991, actually, in June. We didn't really pay attention to what this was all about for about 6 months, and we finally woke up to it. And in December of that year, when I listened to an audio tape, and I heard a fellow named Dave Johnson being interviewed, and he was the third non-Asian, basically, to join NECAN, and he was, telling all these wonderful product stories, which I didn't even hardly believe. But then he said he was, in 6 months, he had a check for $17,000, and that did get my attention. 91 was a bad year in the car business, and when I heard somebody had paid $17,000 in a month, kind of doing anything, if it was legal, at least I should talk to the guy. So anyway, he I got a question for you. I heard that on this audio tape you got a check for $17,000 your sixth month in the business, but that tape was made a year ago. What's happened over the past 12 months, if you don't mind me asking? And he said, we'll send you back, so share that with you. The largest check we received for 1 month over the past 12 is actually for $37,000. And that really got my attention. And so then a couple days later, my sister got a dramatic product response. So did another fellow down at work with one of the very simple technologies. And I started getting results myself with the mag steps in my shoes and had cramps on my legs all the time, and that disappeared. And I said, well, there's really something to this. We've discovered the best-kept secret in America, something that everyone needs and nobody has and can't find anywhere else. And we got excited about it. So anyway, that's kind of what started for us. And we set up some presentations, Ruth did, and we, you know, every Thursday night we presented to people what little we knew, but people were getting results, sharing it with their friends and family all over the country. And, gosh, 8 weeks later, I just walked in and quit my job and left, you know, Valley Ford and went full-time in this business. That was a very stressful thing with Ford. It was a straight commission. You know, I just knew this was going to be big. I didn't know how big, but I knew it was going to be really something awesome. And it has been. It's been over 16 years now that this has been our full-time career. And this has been the most rewarding 16 years in our entire lives, and not just financially, but the friends that we've made, the thank yous we've heard, the lives that we've literally seen, you know, change for the better. If we could pay our bills and support our family with good feelings, you know, we'd be in this business just for that alone. But to get paid for what we do, and especially as much as Nick and, you know, pays us, it's almost unbelievable, but it's true.
This is the funnest thing I've ever done. I love this. It's just thrilling to wake up in the morning and think, oh boy, I get to go to work rather than, oh, I have to go to work. This is so fun, and the product is so incredible. I've seen it literally give people a second chance.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.